Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, How to Harvest. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
1 Samuel 1, look at that. It's the story of Hannah and how she so wanted to have a child and could not conceive. And year after year, she was depressed. Her husband, verse 7, chapter 1, verse 7 says, year by year she went up to the house of the Lord and she wept and wouldn't eat. Said out loud, she cried and wouldn't eat. And so Elkanah, her husband, said, Hannah, why are you crying? You just cry all the time, baby. Why are you crying? And what won't you eat? You want to eat with me? Why is your heart so grieved? Am I not better than 10 sons? And she went, and cried some more. She cried off and on for years. That is absolutely un-Christian.
Come on.
Un-Christian. Ungodly. Acting like there's no God.
That's right.
Acting like there's no help. Acting like there's no more miracles. Acting like he doesn't hear prayer. But one day, the reason why she's in here, she was at church again, crying at the altar in bitterness of soul, and prayed to the Lord and wept sore. No telling how much praying she had done, but depressed, crying, praying will not get you a miracle. Some folks didn't like that. Well, just look back over your past. If crying and being depressed moved God for miracles, they'd be popping all over the planet, right? Right now. Crying and being depressed will keep you away from miracles, will keep you out of your dream, will ruin your life. It's a yielding to the devil, because he's the one bringing you these thoughts and feelings of hopelessness. Huh? Now, have I digressed, or are we talking about you will faint what? You'll reap if what? If you don't faint. Will you be tempted to faint? Yeah, you will. It's something you got to resist, isn't it? Something you got when the first feeling of depression and despair and hopelessness and thoughts come to you, it's time to jump up and resist it like a snake in your house. Come on, are you listening to me? Because it's deadly. It's deadly, deadly. And specifically, if you've sown and sown and sown or tithed and you haven't seen a full harvest off of it, the enemy will try to bring these thoughts. You're never going to see anything out of that. You're just kidding yourself. You're going to lose everything you got. You ain't going to be in the best shape of your life. You're going to be in the worst shape of your life. And if you believe that, you'll slump down and you will have zero joy. And you'll get to worrying about what's going to happen and you'll lose your peace.
Yes.
And you're in trouble.
Yeah, that's right.
I said, you're in trouble. Because no matter how great God is and how easy it would be for Him to fix it, He can't do it with you in that condition, because He set things up to work by faith, and you can't tell Him, well, no, I want you to help me and me be depressed.
That's right.
I want you to meet my depression.
No.
He meets your faith.
That's right.
Not your depression. But notice what happened. Notice where the breakthrough came. She was praying. Eli saw her. And he said, what are you doing here in church drunk? Verse 14. It's a Keith Moore paraphrase. You need to put that bottle away, girl. And she said, verse 15, No, I'm not drunk. I'm of a sorrowful spirit. And I hadn't drunk anything, but I'm just pouring out my soul before the Lord. But when you do it in depression and unbelief, you can do it for years and get no answers to your prayers. And Eli said, go in peace, and the Lord Israel, God of Israel, grant you your petition that you've asked him. And she took that as an answer from God. She took that as the Lord talking to her through the man of God, that it was granted. Now, she's not pregnant. She's got no proof that she can have children at this moment, but she's got a word.
Yes. Amen. That's right.
And she said, let your handmaid find grace in your sight. So are you looking at verse 18? Are you looking at verse 18? So the woman went her way, and she did eat, and her countenance was what? No more sad. And I mean, you, the very next verse, they got up early the next morning and they went back home, and her husband said he knew her and the Lord remembered her. And verse 20, it came to pass when the time came, Hannah conceived and bare a son and called his name Samuel.
Thank you, Lord.
When she stopped being sad, it stopped being bad. If you wait till it quits being bad, to quit being sad, it's not going to change. That's walking by sight. How do we reap? We reap in joy. Faith is the substance, the foundation it rests on, is the confidence of things confidently expected. And faith will get joyous about my big harvest that I'm reaping.
Right. Thank you, Lord.
When it looks like it just got 30% worse this morning.
Yes. Come on.
When bad news came and more bills came, faith will say, none of these things move me. I'm reaping. The Bible said I shall reap if I don't lose heart. And I'm not losing heart. This cannot shake the joy out of me. This cannot knock my peace out. I'm reaping. I'm reaping. I don't care who says what, who does what the stock market does, what the government does, what the economy does. It doesn't matter, because God will not change. He's still on the throne.
Amen.
And I'm reaping.
Yes, sir.
I'm reaping big.
Yes.
I'm reaping. Tell me, how will you reap? How will you reap? You will reap in joy. It takes strength. I said it takes strength to step out. It takes strength to put in the sickle. It takes strength to lay hold and reap it in. And the joy of the Lord is your strength. Oh, somebody say, thank you, Lord. Just lift up your hands and praise Him for a moment. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. You are the joy of our salvation. You are our joy and light and life. And we give you praise. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. How many Christians do you think are convinced, I'm sad because it's bad? So when are they going to get better? When are they going to come out of their depression? They would have to see it get better and feel it get better for them to improve how they feel.
Right.
Which means they're operating just like unsaved people. They're walking totally by sight. And they're not going to get excited about anything unless and until they see the improvement, they experience the improvement. That's no faith at all. And there's no way to please God like that. But faith is the substance of things confidently expected. You got no proof of it in the natural. You can't confirm it with a scientific test. But you are persuaded. So you're looking for it. And you're expecting it. And you got joy about it when everybody else is crying. Well, look how bad it is. The Bible said Jesus Himself endured the cross suffering the shame. Do you know how he did it? For the joy. He went through the cross. How did he make it through that? How did he not just despair and give up and give in? Because as awful as the physical part of being nailed to a cross is, that wasn't the worst part. The worst part was when all of our sins were laid on His spotless being, and He bore the full brunt of all the punishment, all the judgment of every human being that had ever lived or ever would. We have no idea what that's like. The prophet, seeing Him in the book of Isaiah, said His form was more misshapen than any man. That wasn't just His body. He's seeing in the Spirit. That's what all our sin did to Him. But He endured it victoriously. Why? Because He could see the other side of the cross and the 3 days and nights. He could see to the resurrection, and He could see what it bought you and me, and He could see us able to have faith in Him, able to pray, able to overcome, able to get our needs met, and able to live with Him forever. What got Him through that awful time? He was strong. There's no question about that. What was evidence of that great strength? That joy. He was holding on to that. That's what'll get you through. That's what'll get me through. No matter what's going on, don't look down at the moment. Look up on the other side. I am not staying here with all these bills. I'm coming over to paid for land. Abundantville. That's where I'm coming. And I'm going to go ahead and shout about it right now. I'm going to go ahead and praise God about it while I'm standing knee deep in bills right here. I'm not looking here. I'm not living here. And if you keep that in your eyes and whatever the Lord told you He was doing for you, if you keep that word in you, that joy will keep you strong and you'll maintain your peace and you'll make it through that dark hour. You'll make it through that hard place. You'll overcome. And it will get better. I said it will get better. It may not all change and go away overnight, but it'll start going the other direction and it'll start coming up. And there'll come a time when you'll look back on it and things have been so good for so long, it seems like a bad dream that happened to somebody else.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, How to Harvest, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida, on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me